kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Nag-organisa ang Philippine Association of the ACT and Monaro ng Sexual Health Seminar sa Canberra noong 10 ng Setyembre. Tinalakay ng health experts na sina Dr. Ming Lee at Dr. Luke Cannon ang importansya ng sexual health lalo na sa general health well-being ng isang tao. Dumalo ang SBS Filipino correspondent sa Canberra na si Daniel Delenia kung saan nakapanayam niya sina Dr. Lee at Dr. Cannon.
Why is it important for culturally and linguistically diverse communities to learn more about sexual health and screening?
So I think sexual health is an important topic for everybody, but particularly from people from sort of culturally and linguistically diverse backgrounds, sort of arriving in Australia, may have additional challenges and structural barriers to sort of accessing and navigating sort of the healthcare services. For example, sort of understanding what where they can get sort of STIs of testing and prevention services. Many people are still not aware that these are free services that you can access within our sexual health service. And we even have funding for people who are not Medicare eligible, who can get sort of not just the testing, but also medications for HIV and sexual health prevention.
Yeah, so how do you start teaching sexual health to someone who hasn't been informed before, like young people or people from the cult community?
Yeah, so I think at the first instance, they can have a chat with their GPs. We certainly partner up with community organizations like Meridian, sort of in the ACT, who have peers who organize sort of counseling sessions, which are very informal, very educational, and it's a lot less intimidating of an environment to sort of reach out to learn more about sort of what's available for them.
All right, thank you, Dr. Lee. Hi, Dr. Luke Cannon. How important is sexual health on one's general health and well-being?
I think sexual health is an integral part of well-being. I think some people see it more at the fringe of healthcare, but actually it's central to your healthcare. It forms part of your social life, your love and sexual life, but can also be indicative of problems with your physical health as well. So they're all tied together. And so being well sexually means being well physically.
Yeah, and what's your advice to people who still view sex and sexual health as taboo topics? People who talk about sex without, you know, being embarrassed.
Yeah, and I mean, I think there are lots of different cultures that, people that come from different backgrounds that view sex differently. I would say to them that sex is very common. Most people have sex. It's important to understand to ignore the myths and to talk to someone and get the facts around sex so that you can have safe and enjoyable sex, you're not hindered by myths that people may have told you or that you may have read online. Go and see someone and talk to them, get the facts, and have enjoyable sex.
Thank you, Dr. Cannon.
Thank you.
Pinag-usapan sa seminar ang mga sexually transmitted disease at paano ito maiiwasan, gayon din ang contraception at family planning, pati na ang pagtama sa mga myths at misinformation o maling akala kaugnay sa sexual health. Sa panayam ni Daniel Delenia kay Erico Nidea Soliman na nag-organisa ng event at opisyal sa Philippine-Australian Association of the ACT and Monaro, sinabi nitong malaking bagay ang usapin, lalo na sa stigmang dulot nito sa kulturang Pinoy.
Why do you think it's hard to destigmatize sexual health conversations among Filipinos?
So hard because I think it's something to do with the way how we raise up.
Yeah.
And especially being religious, it's never been spoken on the table where we're as a family. So we always learn about sexual issue at schools through our friends, but never been discussed among family. It's just kind of the cultural norm that's happened to be when I was growing up. So I don't know, it's something to do with religious upbringing, or maybe there's some kind of taboo that you know, these sort of things are not spoken.
And why do you think it's important to have sessions like this to talk about sexual health?
Because it's important, because it's all about well-being.
Yeah.
You need to know all of this for you as a person to be healthy and to be normal.
Binigyang diin din ito ng pangulo ng grupo na si Marlene Tucker.
Well, sometimes we come from a culture where you don't talk about these things. But, you know, we need to. For health reasons, because you can never really tell if whether you are sexually active or not, that you may probably have some issues that you are not aware of. As, you know, our experts tonight said, a lot of these sexually transmitted diseases may not have any symptoms. You will only know if you have tested. And we have to destigmatize these issues, and it's good to actually allow people to talk more about these issues and realize that it's all part of taking care of yourself. It's all part of, you know, living a healthy lifestyle. It has nothing to do with being, promiscuous. Sexually promiscuous, nothing to do with that. It's about taking care of yourself. And we in PAA, we always aim to have seminars that are meaningful to the community, that will help them not only physically and emotionally, but will, you know, improve the general well-being of members and friends. So we really encourage people to come and attend our seminars. We make them publicly available, and we actually invite everyone.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.